very happy to be here this afternoon and be part of such a distinguished panel that's going to present various aspects of this very exciting project. And I've had the pleasure, as Bill mentioned, of being involved in the implementation of this project. So I'm going to pick up from where Bill left off regarding an overview of the program as well as a lot of the development and background, and talk to you about what we've learned implementing this project as we've done our dry runs, as well as what we refer to as national implementation. What I'd like to try and cover with you today has to do with reviewing the basic premises of HCAHPS, what some of the challenges have been to date, what participation looks like based on the last quarter of data submission, as well as some of the key lessons learned and findings, as well as next steps that we have planned. HCAHPS was designed to allow diversity in survey administration while achieving uniformity through standardization and centralization. So there's two main premises of HCAHPS. One is that HCAHPS was designed to be compatible with existing hospital efforts, which Bill referenced earlier on. And so the compatibility has been very important, and it was intended to try to minimize the burden for participating hospitals so that they could already capitalize on what many of them have been doing over time. Hand in hand with the compatibility has been the comparability, which means it's essential that from the beginning, as HCAHPS was designed, this data was going to be publicly reported, that the data would be comparable across participating hospitals. It's kind of ironic, but the basic premises of HCAHPS have also contributed to some of the challenges that we have experienced. And by that I mean, in an effort to be as accommodating and least burdensome as possible, a lot of options and choices were created for hospitals and vendors. And in the course of those challenges, it created a wide range of what we see in terms of hospitals and vendors that are participating. Hospitals can participate by self-administering. They can participate as part of a corporate network, which we refer to as multiple site administration, or they can participate by contracting with a survey vendor. As Bill mentioned, there's four modes of survey administration, so there's a decision point there. There are the choice of going with a standalone or an integrated format, which Bill had also referenced earlier. And then there's two methods of data submission, using the XML file specifications or using an online tool that has been made available. To best address these issues, we have, as part of the program implementation, come up with these approaches, which I'm going to be reviewing with you now. We put in place the opportunity to do dry runs, or what's really a practice opportunity to administer the survey. We have standardized some comprehensive protocols and guidelines. We've established training and technical assistance, and we have implemented an oversight program, and I'm going to touch upon all of those quickly with you. The purpose of the dry run was really, truly to allow hospitals, vendors, and CMS the opportunity to practice administering this survey from the very beginning of pulling a sample through data collection, through data submission, and uploading it into the warehouse. And so from the perspective of what vendors and hospitals have learned in terms of gaining experience in doing that before it actually counted, meaning uploading real data that would be publicly reported, CMS has also had an equal opportunity to reevaluate and refine some of the initial protocols and policy and guideline specifications that had been put together. We've also had a great opportunity to look at how the data submission process has gone with so many vendors and hospitals uploading data, what kinds of issues have been developed, and how can we better refine that process. standardization of protocols touch upon the following kinds of things. And I just want to briefly show you, this is what we refer to as the quality assurance guidelines, and most of, if not all of what we're talking about is contained in this manual. This is our version 2, which actually doubled in size from our first version, because the first version was put together before we did the first dry run, and by doing the dry runs, we learned so much that we enhanced the guidelines to make them a lot more detailed and specific. So there are standardized procedures for administering all four of the survey modes, for pulling the eligible discharge frame in terms of the sample, for how to administer the survey in terms of timing, different follow-up depending upon what mode you're using, file specifications for data collection, and then data submission processes depending upon whether you're using the XML or the online tool, all of which involve a lot of data preparation and coding activities. We've put together a pretty comprehensive training and technical assistance program. Participating self-administering hospitals and vendors are required to attend both introduction to HCAHPS as well as HCAHPS update training, both of which are conducted annually. They must apply and receive approval to participate. So depending upon whether a hospital is self-administering or working with a vendor or part of a multiple site network, that influences the participation form that's being submitted and the requirements that must be met. And they're required to follow the quality assurance guidelines as well as policy updates that are regularly posted on the project website. One of the key functions of this project is the oversight, which is centralized through CMS. As part of the oversight activities, as vendors and self-administering hospitals are approved to participate, they must develop and implement quality assurance plans, which are then reviewed and approved by the project team. Annual updates of those plans are also being required. The hospitals and vendors need to participate in on-site visits, which may be both random and targeted, and they need to successfully submit data to the clinical warehouse by the due dates. The data beyond what's used for publicly reporting the data is also being analyzed for issues that will assist us in the oversight activities. These next couple of slides are just meant to give you a little bit of additional information regarding what participation in HCAHPS looks like to date. I'd like to stress that this information is preliminary and it's based on the latest data submission deadline to the warehouse, which was October 10th. And so this data represents the quarter of April, May, and June patient discharges. We have almost 3,100 hospitals that submitted data. That is an increase from the fourth quarter of 2006 when national implementation started. At that point, we had about 2,700 hospitals that had submitted data. As you can see, about 97% of those hospitals are actually contracting with the survey vendor or are part of a multiple site. And that leaves about 3% of hospitals that are actually self-administering. The majority of hospitals are acute care hospitals. We do have some that are critical access hospitals, so that's basically the remaining 12%. Here you can see what the mode distribution looks like, and by far the predominant mode has been mail mode to date. Here's a quick look at what some of the age breakout is, again, based on this most recent quarter of data, so you can see what the range is looking like. Now I'd like to take a few minutes and talk to you about what some of the key lessons learned and principal findings have been. The dry run really provided invaluable experience for most of what we've learned here today. And there were several opportunities to do a dry run. We had 3 months in the spring of 2006. We had March of 2007. We had September 2007. So we had multiple opportunities as hospitals and vendors joined to learn a lot of these lessons. There's a very wide range of technical knowledge and resources across the hospitals and vendors. Issues like turnover of staff, variation of IT support and sophistication of the systems within the organization, the kind of support that HCAHPS receives at the top level of the hospital, all of those have greatly influenced the course of events that hospitals have experienced as they've implemented this survey. Most of the challenges that the general acute care hospitals are facing, we are seeing that rural hospitals are facing in a magnified way. They're very minimal staff resources, and in many cases, the responsibility for overseeing HCAHPS is falling to a staff member who is already maxed out with other primary responsibilities. We had an example when we were conducting some of our training sessions. We had someone who was registered for training, and in reconciling the records afterwards, this person had not attended, and so when we contacted them to find out what had happened, because they had registered, you know, in enough time and had received all the confirmation materials, etc., and when we spoke to them, this person who was responsible for doing HCAHPS was also the ER nurse, and she had no backup, and it was a heavy day in the ER, and so that's where she needed to be, but that's how tight the resources are for some of the institutions. An interesting development has been the zero, what we refer to as zero cases, the zero eligible discharges, and those are hospitals that are licensed for IPPS beds, but for some reason, and there are many, do not have any eligible discharges, and so CMS is working through a way of how to report those hospitals when they actually don't have any data to submit. The roles and responsibilities of hospitals and survey vendors have varied a lot. Some hospitals and vendors have really stepped up to the plate, so to speak, in following the protocols. There's been variation for others who have not. Where appropriate, we grant exceptions. Other times, we need to look at what might be considered corrective action. Hospitals need to authorize their vendors to submit data. Many did not. They need to check the reports to make sure their vendor is actually getting their data in. And then the vendors need to work with the hospitals in terms of providing oversight on the protocols, which some vendors find challenging because their client hospital is paying them and they're not wanting to come off as hassling or bothering their client. And so there's been interesting dynamics around that as well. We've learned a lot of lessons around sampling, continuous versus pulling the sample in waves, what people understand about a simple random sample versus disproportionate stratified. We've had issues come up around patients that are discharged to different settings, such as nursing homes or group homes, issues around deduplicating those patients because they're all going in many small communities to the same address. After doing the first dry run, CMS identified that there were several categories of patients that really needed to be identified as additional exclusions. Prisoners, court-ordered patients, patients who have foreign addresses, and patients who are being discharged to a hospice setting. We've learned some lessons around lag time. Vendors or hospitals that when surveys are returned are not always date stamping them or processing them quickly. So the amount of time that's allowed between discharge to final processing has sometimes been an issue because they didn't get them processed in time, although they may have come back on site in time. A lot of issues around data submission and coding. Many hospitals and vendors really underestimated the time it takes to do that process to allow adequate time for follow-up if there are mistakes or errors. And so we've worked through a lot of issues regarding that. Our next steps that are planned, we have our next version of the quality assurance guidelines, which will be made available this January. We have our next training sessions, registrations actually available online for introduction to HCAHPS, as well as the HCAHPS update training. Both of those will take place this coming January. You're going to hear a lot more about the March 2008 public reporting, preparation for which is very much underway, and we'll be continuing on behalf of CMS to expand and increase the site visit activities that are occurring. This is an example of how to reach us through email and telephone in terms of the technical assistance. That's the official program website for any information that you might like to learn about the project. And for whatever questions you may not have that you are able to address today, we're happy to entertain any follow-up at a later point in time. Thank you very much, and I'll turn it back to Bill.